You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi everyone, today we'd like to discuss a question that was sent in to us. We got a few of this question before Yom Tovim. As you may know, we have a question and answer service where you can send in any of your Money Halakha questions through the website, the WhatsApp, or the email, and we'll connect you with an answer from a certified qualified posik. So the question was, as many people were trying to do online orders, and they wanted to know, many times it was Shabbos or Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Tov, over and over again, in many of their online orders, the delivery date is always guaranteed nowadays. It was always falling out on a day of Yom Tov or a day of Shabbos. And the question is a halakhic concept called Koveh Malach to be Shabbos, is that you're not allowed to establish work to be done for you on Shabbos by a goy. Even though it's during the week right now, you're not allowed to set up that a goy should do work for you on Shabbos itself. You're not allowed to tell a goy on Friday afternoon, tomorrow on Saturday, I need you to do this specific task, I want you to do it. You're leaving him no choice. He has to do the malacha on Shabbos. So we're using a sefer here called Commerce and Shabbos. This is something we did speak about earlier in a previous video, way back in the very beginning, but there's a few updates and we'd like to add a few additional points just to clarify this. So the sefer here is Commerce and Shabbos, and it explains over here is that the problem with Koveh Malach to be Shabbos, of establishing that work on Shabbos, is when you give the goy no other choice to do that item only on Shabbos. You go to him right before Shabbos, you say, I need to do it on Saturday. He can't do it on Friday because you don't need the lights on. You don't need the item on Friday. You don't need it done on Friday. So therefore, you're forcing him to do it on Saturday. But if you tell him, I need a certain task done, doesn't matter when you do it, I just need it done before Saturday. So therefore, if he's able to accomplish that task before Shabbos starts, so that's perfectly fine because he's choosing to wait till Saturday to get the item done. So to in our case over here, let's say you have an Amazon order or a Walmart order and it's Thursday. And you want to order, and it says, okay, Saturday delivery. So if you know, and let's say Amazon doesn't show you as much, but let's say it's a Walmart, and they offer you, okay, another $5, $10, you can get the item shipped overnight, and you get it before Shabbos. So you see right now that Walmart, or whatever company it is, they have in their internal systems the capability to get that item to you before Shabbos. They could choose not to do that item. You didn't upgrade it. It doesn't make a difference. You don't have to upgrade. You now see that they have the capability of getting that item to you before Shabbos in their own internal systems. So now they could just as easily, if they wanted to, ship that item to you quicker if it works out easier for them. It's just their own choice to deliver to you on Saturday because they have until Saturday after, at the middle of Shabbos to get that item to you. So therefore, since in such a case where you would know specifically that the company you're ordering from has the ability to get the item to you before Shabbos, then it'd be okay. But if it's, let's say, Friday afternoon, 2 hours before Shabbos, the company, and you want a Saturday delivery, and it's guaranteed, you're not giving the company or the goy to do the necessary actions to fulfill it before Shabbos starts. So if you're forcing them to do that thing on Shabbos, in a case where you wouldn't, then it'd be okay. Same thing as if you're going to do two-day shipping on a UPS item. It's Thursday, and you want to ship something two-day shipping. To get there on Saturday. If you know that UPS has the capability, they have overnight shipping, and they can get the item before Shabbos, so therefore you don't have to pay for the extra one-day shipping. You wouldn't have to pay that extra price. You could just say, I'm going with the two-day shipping. They can choose on their own to stick with the two-day shipping, but they could just as easily stick with the one-day shipping, and therefore that would be the case. So in all cases, as long as you're not establishing with the work to be done on Shabbos, again, you have to know that they're able to get the item to you before Shabbos starts without having to do any malacha done, then it would be okay. Thank you very much, and have a great day. We'd just like to add that in a case of great need, or if they only offer overnight shipping and they don't give you any other options, then our qualified rabbinic authority should be consulted.